This week on the Reflex Blue Show, we talk about the Chicago International Poster thing.
Hey! It's the Reflex Blue Show, and I'm Nate Voss.
I'm Donovan Beery here.
Hey, Donovan, how are you doing today?
Not bad. And you know what? We've got a superstar designer.
We
which
do.
Which is a registered trademark of Andrew Davies.
Who the hell is Andrew Davies?
Drew Davies is here.
Oh! That's a different guy.
Hey,
hey Drew.
Guys.
Hey, welcome to the show for the first time.
Hey, thanks.
We've had
for
you
me.
On the old show a couple times, but you're pretty rad.
Yeah, I understand.
The name of the old show,
better.
I guess, was just called The Old Show.
Right.
Yeah, did you know that we were just looking at student portfolios somewhere, and we walked in, and I believe I had met this gentleman before, but it was some time ago, and it was while we were both meeting 100 people, so he was just like, oh, how are you doing? I go, oh, I'm pretty good. I'm Nate Boston. He goes, oh, hey, my name's this guy. And then Drew walks up, and he's like, oh, hey, Drew Davies. And the guy goes, oh, Drew Davies, I've heard of you. You're famous.
Really? Because when he looked at me.
I've heard that name. I know how to spell it.
When he looked at me, he goes, here, you want to sign in, Donovan? He just knew who I was.
That's because we'd already told him your name.
Oh.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah. No, but you're
that
wicked
and
you're
famous. World famous.
That and your world-renowned amounts of fame.
Yeah, something like that.
It's okay. We got a few things to talk about on this, our 10th show. I would actually, that was a bit of an exaggeration. We don't have a few things to talk about, but it is our 10th show.
Got a poster real big.
So, Nate, let's talk about some posters.
Yeah, you know why we're going to talk about posters today, gents? Because of this thing, and I'm absolutely going to butcher this, as this last word trips me up, but it is the Chicago International Poster Biennial.
What's the website to get
is it a biennial?
Let's go with biennial.
I like biennial because it's like perennial. It's like the perennial biennial.
What's the website for those who would rather just look it up real quick?
ChicagoBiennial.org. So we all know how to spell Chicago, and that's Chicago. And then biennial is B-I-E-I-O, biennial.org.
Okay. And this is just a regular poster competition? The first time they're doing it?
No, let me tell you all about this. Oh, shit, I hit my mic. No, let me tell you all about this. There have been a number of poster biennials worldwide. They're usually international is no joke on this. It's a worldwide. I'd hesitate to call it a competition because it's not. You're not really competing. You're just sort of awarded. It's not like you're gonna get a prize unless being selected is in and of itself a prize.
Isn't that what all award shows really are?
Well,
design award shows.
No, I don't think you get like a shiny gold pencil, or in Drew's case a silver one.
I didn't know they even came in silver until I saw
burned. Yeah, yeah, we didn't even know they existed until you came around, Drew, so
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I do.
There have been a couple of these. I think there was one in Tehran. They've been very global up until now. So this is the first time that there's been one based out of America. It's based out of Chicago. The Icograda has endorsed this. I know Design Observer, the big DO, is pitching in to help with funding and sponsorship. There's a couple other places doing that. I don't really know anything about that. And they're gonna choose 100 posters out of the entire world and exhibit them in an outdoor area at a museum, I believe. I'm just making this up as I got the site open right here.
Where are they gonna find these posters, Nate?
Turns out you send them in, you go to ChicagoBiennial.org and you submit them, and the entry deadline is May 27th. And as I believe,
oh, that's pretty soon.
That's wicked soon.
Yeah, especially when this airs.
And I believe that they need to be, there by the 27th. It's not a postage due thing, but I'm gonna check that out right here.
Okay, so just stop right now.
Yeah.
Grab up every poster you designed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Bail them up, get into the post office, come back and listen to the rest of the show, and then find out what a poster actually is.
Right.
Right. Well, that's what we're gonna talk about. I guess there are a couple requirements on this. It has to be a poster, which means there's a minimum size requirement here of 16.5 by 23.4 inches, which doesn't even work out, which is 59.4 centimeters. So they didn't even like find a nice
now,
like I don't
now,
know why
you
it's
said,
0.4 and not 0.3.
Is that how you know this isn't an international thing where the others were, is because it's not in centimeters, they're in inches?
They've got centimeters right next to it, but even the centimeter, I figured if they're doing an odd inch measurement like the 0.4, they would round down to like an even centimeter metric.
So that poster we gave away was 11 by 17 to promote the show last year's HOW conference.
No.
That's not actually a poster.
Those are flyers. Your little poster is nothing but a bitch to these guys.
So if it's 16 by 23, it's still just a flyer, is what you're saying.
No, if it,
that's a big flyer.
No, it is. By 23, it's just a big ass flyer and still a bit of a bitch of a flyer at that.
Wow.
Because it's like in basketball, you never shoot a shot standing on the 3-point line because it's only worth two. That's exactly what that is.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they got it now. And aside from the size requirements, it has to be done after January 2006 all the way up till March of this year. So anything done within that time. So I got two that meet those requirements.
Yeah.
And
I might have one.
Yeah. I posted those two on the 36 point in finger grab dynamic fashion, just so people can, when I don't win, they can be like, hey, this dude entered those posters. They didn't win anything.
Yeah, don't be looking for those.
There's going to be millions entered.
Well, and, I don't know. If you can't run it off on 11 by 17, then how are millions going to get entered? I mean,
it's a pretty significant standard.
I wonder if they would accept, like, if you tiled it out on 11 by 17s and just taped it to
now,
the,
they also,
on the back.
Now, here's the other thing I don't
know. Because, like, Chuck Close did prints like that, right?
Yeah.
And he's Chuck Close.
Right. Dude's famous.
Obviously, yeah. they're just prints. They're not posters. And they also say to be a poster, it has to be, is it process printed or?
Yeah, it's got to be, it says here, only printed posters by offset methods or silkscreen prints. They've already made one exception to that. Some dude in, like, England that makes gigantic posters that are apparently of very high quality, but he runs them out on inkjets a piece at a time. Actually, I think, yeah. So I think, yeah, I think, and all,
so
maybe I need to roll.
So now
on
all of
over
a sudden they're
the
taking
DO
inkjets.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's also a maximum size requirement too, where it's no longer a poster, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a maximum. I don't know. If y'all want to check this out, go to chicagobiennial.org and go to the rules and requirements. It's all right there. It's like 47 by 71. I think above that, it becomes
a billboard. All this time, Drew, I thought I was designing posters, ends up as designing flyers.
Yeah. Wow. We got a lot of good flyer designs, though.
I mean, yeah.
If 16 by 20 is not a poster, then we're done for.
I'm sorry. I'm on the DO right now trying to find where
Nate,
they made an exception
Nate always comes to these
this
things
guy.
Highly prepared.
Yeah. So, do you got to send the actual poster in? You got to
send
a real live print.
Two of them, and it's free.
Wow.
There's no entry fee at all for this. And that, to me, is what makes this the boom diggity.
Yeah.
Now, so assuming that you've made a poster in the last 2 years, that's why they call it a biennial, is because it's you only get back to January of 06.
Mm-hmm.
And so long as you've done it in that time and it was printed a specific size and actually printed, you just send it in. You got to send in two copies and like a TIFF of each poster, which I think is just them hedging their bets so they don't have to photograph these things for some booklet.
Yeah.
But which that actually kind of bums me out, because then you can just roll them up and send them in a tube. If you got to send a CD with it, you're kind of effed, aren't you?
I suppose. You should probably send them flat anyway, though. You want them to get judged in their pristine quality, not even a slight curve in the paper.
No? You want send flats?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Maybe, dudes, what we should do? We should all go in. Donovan, you don't have posters. What am I talking about?
He's got
Drew
a bunch
and
of flyers.
I should go in. Donovan's got some kick-ass flyers. Now, wait. Now, Nicole, our friend Nicole Blyle, who we should probably have on the show sometime.
Is that 16 by 24?
I believe it's just over.
Yeah, that's bigger than 18. You don't have the Design-O-Matic poster in here. We could gauge size.
I try not to
that.
Have your work around my office,
oh,
Nate.
Oh, see, Donovan's old show poster. Donovan over here, you guys can't see the office. He's got a whole wall of posters here.
That's a 16 by 23 there.
That is that's
the one on the
that's
very
18
left.
By 24,
on the very
isn't
left.
It?
No, we trimmed it down.
Why did you trim it down?
Because they wanted to print it smaller because of the press that they ran it on.
Oh, man, you can't... you tell those pressmen what's up.
Well, when you're doing work...
Trim my poster down?
Well, when you're doing work and the printing's volunteered, and you get a donation, you kind of say, what size of paper can we run this on? And they tell you, and when you say, could you run it larger? And then they tell you that you're not paying for it, then you just say, what size was that again?
Well, that's a really nice flyer that's up there. There's a lot of production
got
quality in that.
Whole
good
big
photography.
Wall full of flyers over here.
Whole big
you call
wall full of flyers.
Wall.
Anyway, but we should gang up on shipping on that, because that would be the only cost involved.
No, you don't ship
it.
There
are more ways we can split that.
Yeah.
Like, we get six people in on this. If you guys are listening to the show and you want to gang up on shipping for this, call me and Drew or send us emails at 36 point And we will totally, we'll put that together. You got some, you've done posters in the last 2 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but sure, you can't sure ship the poster here. You actually have to drive it here. It's
yeah, no, you yourself need to just show up. Yeah, if you ship your poster to us, you're just, that's just causing more problems for you, really. But yeah, so if you're in the vicinity and you want to gang up on
and if you
posters,
don't know where we are, man, you should see Drew's got a brand new neon sign.
One of the they got a list of I want to talk about the judges real quick, and I'm gonna name these fools off, and I'm gonna call them fools, even though I there are people who would probably disagree with me, and they're actually called the jury. But yeah, okay, so we got a couple guys. We got John Macy, Michael Bouvet, Shigo Fukuda, Alfred Halaza, Jan Legend.
I'm pretty
these.
Sure he got
wow.
everybody.
Why don't you
right.
read those names off, Nate? That's
yeah.
really, that's helpful.
Oh, come on, they're hard. They're yeah. from France.
Well, they are international. That's
yeah,
the nice
they're
part.
They're quite difficult. Now, screw it. I'm not reading these names off. So, hey, I might cut all that. I might leave it in, but I failed at reading the names. So just go to the jury page on chicagomanual.org. Yeah. And, the guys that are on the jury for this are actually... it's encouraging to see their work because some of these, I mean, are really, really some spectacular posters here. And what I liked the most, and I put this in the story that I wrote on 36 Point, with all due respect to these two firms, no one from Aesthetic Apparatus and Modern Dog are
whoa,
on
whoa,
the jury.
Whoa, whoa, then yeah. is it a real poster competition?
Well, that's what I'm saying is that I believe that, yes, it is. And this is a question I'm going to put to Drew. Do you feel like those two shops maybe have come to define the American poster a little bit too much over the past 5 years? Or the past 20, as Modern Dog's
yeah,
new book
that's
would
true,
would
20
say.
Years. Oh, I don't know how to define who's defining the American poster scene, but let's, I do know. Here's what I'll tell you.
Okay.
Here's what I think makes a good poster.
I'm going to crack open another highlight for this answer.
I think bold, compelling imagery and appropriate message. The thing that worries me about a trend in the modern poster industry, this isn't just Aesthetic Apparatus and Modern Dog, it's happening in a lot of places, the gig poster world, is that there seems to be a lack of sort of meaningful information or depth of concept going on in these posters that sort of loses the fact that posters not only have to be aesthetically pleasing, but also actually convey a message or an idea.
Are you telling me that clip art that looks cool isn't reason enough to put it on there?
Well, sometimes I suppose it is, but yes,
well,
that's my general
that
answer.
Well, I would say that if it's cool and it's relevant, but yeah, so what we're saying is, relevant. Yeah, homeboy out there who just throws obscure band lyric, like it's an obscure reference to an obscure lyric from a song that may or may not be played at the show, and then somewhere on there, if you look at it long enough, you might find out when the show is, but that doesn't matter because they didn't make the poster to advertise the show. They just made the poster to sell at said show. That's to me like, and there's too much of that. And I guess I want to qualify what I said because I have no problem with the work that Aesthetic Apparatus does. I think that they, for what they do, they're actually still very much at the top of the heap, and they're the pinnacle of that market. The problem is that their work is so popular. And in theory, in production anyway, it's really easy to emulate because you get a couple dudes, you get a screen, a squeegee and some ink, and you go to town.
Book.
And a big clip art book. Yeah, you go down to the antiquarian bookstore and buy a clip art book, and you're good to go. And a lot of people stop there. So no one's ever hit that level of quality. Like those guys really honestly know what they're doing. As much fun as it was to walk into that shop and see that it met all of our expectations, like when we get there, and like when we on the old show we interviewed those guys and they were pretty cool, but we walked in and like it was this big open office.
It was much bigger than I thought. That was the one thing that got me, is the office was a lot larger than I would have expected.
Yeah, there was like a couch that I think they said they found on the street, and a drying rack that they had to saw in half to get in there. And the air conditioner was broken, so their like mini fridge was open to cool the place down. And it was a huge
room. Don't forget
room.
The fruit flies.
And well, I think the fruit flies were symptomatic of
the
having the windows open. And
no, I think it was the empty bowls of Cheez-Its sitting around, or half empty bowls of Cheez-Its sitting around.
Yeah. Well, so basically, yeah, everything that we were like, I wonder what I would expect to see walking into Aesthetic Apparatus, pretty much panned out to be totally true. Not. But and that was kind of hilarious in and of itself, but those guys are still the only ones really doing that style of work as good as it can be done.
Well, let me ask you this question, play devil's advocate.
Let's go back.
Let's go back to a poster in the early years of a place like Aesthetic Apparatus. We'll talk Meat Puppets poster.
I mean,
dude,
we're talking upwards of
the quintessential
by early years,
poster.
Upwards of 3 or 4 years ago.
Right, right. The quintessential Aesthetic Apparatus poster puts them on the map, right?
Yeah,
Meat Puppets. Let's say it's the moment at which they break. So, it's lost on me. I'm not a huge Meat Puppets fan. Lost on me how a guy in a ski mask is connected to the Meat Puppets at all.
Ski mask looks like meat.
We asked him that during the show, and all he said was that it's a puppet made of meat. So
yeah, the ski mask is supposed to look like it's made of meat.
But it doesn't look like it's made of... Do you think...
Is this your question, or let's move on to what you were going to ask?
Is a complete disconnect or apparent disconnect between the art that's on these posters, on certain gig posters in particular... disconnect between that art and that and the actual message of the poster, does it make it less effective design at a high level of design, like there needs to be concept and depth there, or is that what's making these posters work, is that there isn't this sort of high concept design going on, there's just compelling imagery?
You know, I don't think that that's what the... I think that's what makes them work on a surface level, is that, hey, you know what? They look really good, and I think a lot of it all kind of pans back in some way to graphic design history, looking at Bradbury Thompson's work and just,
yeah,
you
but
know,
those
loving
were paper samples.
Those.
They're supposed to look like that. That's all the meaning they need.
Well, but there's the, but I don't mean in terms of the function. I just mean in terms of taking, you know, taking a line screen and magnifying it and making it really big. It turns out at the end of the day, that looks really good. But no, I don't think anyone's going to tell you that those posters, and I'm not talking about Aesthetic Apparatus, I'm just talking about their clones, that those gig posters out there that are obscure band lyric, obscure references, that, you know, that are just there to look cool. They're just there to look cool, and that's not good
design. I think the answer you're looking for is you're not cool enough to understand them, Drew.
It's possible. It's entirely possible.
I do hear that quite a bit. Oh, you don't get it? Donovan, do you need another beer? Drew and I are on our second. I don't know what you're doing. Here's another High Life for you, buddy.
That part out.
Yeah,
I'm not. I'm leaving all the High Life talk in because this is how we roll on this show. But here's the question I'll put back to you. Take Michael Beirut, who he does not take sole credit for this poster, but I can't remember the other designer's name. Someone who works for Michael Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Light Years poster? Are you familiar with that one?
It's fantastic.
I don't think so.
I should have told my students.
We're going to pause for a second. I'm going to bring this up.
Look on your screen, everybody, and hopefully Nate will bring this image up.
We'll see. I believe that is photographic. Is that a better poster? I couldn't even honestly, right now, I couldn't tell you what it's for.
Well, he's actually playing off the word light, though.
Well, yeah. I made a gig poster, and I'm playing off an obscure band lyric.
Yeah, I think you're giving a lot of the gig posters too much credit. I think the suggestion that they're playing off an obscure band lyric is probably non-existent 99.9% of the time.
I'm putting that out there as my baseline of quality of design, and if it doesn't at least obscurely reference an obscure lyric in a song, that everything else... Probably the 70% of gig posters that don't
See, here's,
do that.
Here's what you
I'm
do,
not
Nate.
Counting.
You find a piece of clip art, you put it on the poster, and
that was easy.
Done.
Yeah, I hope that recorded. I hope that got that. But is that more successful? Is that a better poster? What makes an awesome Drew Davies, superstar designer? What makes an awesome poster?
I think I mentioned this earlier. Compelling imagery.
Oh, you did!
Depth of concept.
You totally said that earlier. Man, I should pay attention
to my
own show.
Nate Voss written as big as possible right across the top of it.
I've seen a poster like that, and it didn't really bring a lot of people.
Didn't that also have like a...
It had a monkeys riding
monkeys
on a
riding
zebra.
A zebra?
Wanted to send a big thank you out to Kurt for that one.
Yeah.
Kurt, who's currently paying WK like $15,000 to work for them.
Incidentally, those internship offers are still available at Oxide Design.
What, to pay Drew 15?
That's right.
If fools,
15K a semester.
I mean, if people want to work, if you want a next level internship for Drew Davies or Nate Voss, and you want to pay us $15,000 to do it, you give us a call. Yep. We'll take you up.
It's a highly competitive field, though.
It really is. You better impress us with your.
Will
with
I get
your
a sweet little certificate when I'm done with the program?
No certificates. No, we don't publicize it like that.
Okay.
Anyway, so I don't know where to go from there. But anyway, so there's this competition. It's the biennial.
I think it might be biennial.
I think it might be biennial, but I like biennial, and yeah. I'm just going to stick with that.
All right. It's probably, look it up in the dictionary. Yeah. I bet it's got two alternate pronunciations.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, pronunciation snobs can suck it. It's biennial. So I'm like I said, I'm throwing two into that. Now, Drew, we've been talking here for about 25 minutes, 24 minutes. How many posters are you putting into this
thing? We might have about two mm-hmm. or three that could compete, maybe a hint of competing on the international scene.
I was considering this until you told me I had to provide a TIFF file as well.
Yeah, well, and one of the things that, like, Donovan
and I
have
done... Can
I
email the TIFF file?
When we went to Nashville, we did a poster that's big enough for this, but I don't know if that's... If that's biennial quality.
Right. You never know, do you?
No, you don't. And that's the last thing I wanted to talk about, Drew, is what are we going to get? What are the results of this going to be? We've got, like, literally some of the best living poster designers jurying this. And you add into that the fact that all of the aesthetic apparatus clones and modern dog clones that just make posters without, and then they justify it later, they just make shit up
right.
as they go.
Those aren't just the clones.
Yeah, it turns out it's not just the clones. Yeah.
Drew read part of that book then, obviously.
It's actually
huh?
written down.
Yeah, whatever. I saw that in CA, yeah, I think. Yeah. At least all those gig posters, they're all going to look homogenous. They're all going to appear as one yeah. poster when you get right down to it. So I figure 99.9% of those are going to be eliminated, and the rest of us are going to have virtue by simply being different from them. So what do you think? What would you want to see? What would Donovan, you too, for crying out loud? What would you guys like to the result of this to be?
I want to see everyone that gets in fit that maximum size exactly. I don't want it any smaller than the maximum size poster. I want to see all 100 of them as large as possible because I assume once it hits past that maximum size, it's no longer a poster and then it's a billboard.
Probably a billboard or I would say signage.
Okay, so I want to see things that are an eighth of an inch off of being
like,
signage.
Just right there.
And then I want to see someone weave in an extra strip of like paper just to push that boundary, just to see if they're measuring or not.
How about like a furry boa instead of paper to really rock star it out?
That might be okay.
Okay.
Is that within the guidelines of the biennial?
There's nothing in there about boas, so I got to think that they are acceptable.
Yeah. The question is whether their total measurement adds to the size of the poster.
If you want a good poster.
If that boa was produced by offset means or silk screening, then you're good to go.
You cannot design a good poster without either die cutting or foil. And that's just blanket statement.
Yeah, that is. That's a blanket statement that we can't back up, so I'm sure as hell going to support it.
Sometimes if you use three different types of varnishes, you can get by close. But if you don't have specialty printing, I wouldn't even enter your poster.
I'm going to argue, you take a look at this Light Years poster that you were asking about earlier, what makes this good and what doesn't.
Yeah.
I think if you stack that up against, again, the 99.9% of that gig poster scenario, really all posters, I'm not just going to dog on them, you're going to look at that poster and understand that it sort of stands above the rest, partly just because it's not only immediately compelling because it's large, bold imagery, but then has some depth to the concept when you start to pay attention to it.
And you actually read the little line of copy underneath it.
Right.
Which the JPEG we're looking at is actually too small. But that works for me because that's the way you would see a poster from across the street.
Right.
So honestly, the TIFF that I'm going to send for these probably going to be tiny.
Right.
This is going to be like you were looking across the street at my poster.
Yeah.
Put me up. Oh, and the best thing is, out of the probably bojillions of entries they get, the 100 finalists, there will be three medalists and one gold medalist who will be crowned queen of the fair.
Crowned or medaled? Can you crown
someone
with a medal?
Well, it'd be a medal crown.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it out there right now. It's going to be a woman.
Yeah?
Yeah. The ladies are going to take it to us.
Are you willing to suggest which women?
I don't really know any female poster designers right now. Well, I know Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a talented designer. I don't know if I'm willing to put money on Karen coming
in first
on place
show.
On this.
She was on the old show as well.
She was on the old show.
Yeah, we got all sorts of talented poster people.
Turns out we did. And but that's what I'm hoping that the poster competition will illuminate. That's what I want to see is a new breed of poster designer and people we don't know of, people we haven't heard of, making posters we've never seen before. That's what I'd like to see come out of this. At the end of the day, who knows what we're gonna get?
When's the exhibition for this thing happen?
Oh, let's look. I mean, I have no idea. Why don't
sounds
you guys...
like one of the greatest things in the world to wander down to Chicago, take a look at this actual exhibition of the 100 greatest posters of the last 2 years.
And if you can't make it to Chicago, swing by the corporate office of 1119 and look at my wall of like 12 posters.
Yes. Yeah. He means flyers.
Oh, well, so actually, talk about this one.
Actually,
talk
like
about,
five of these
DJ
are
po-
five
poster.
Of these are posters, and the other ones I guess are large flyers, including the one I ordered one of these. Paper samples that DJ Stout did on the map of Texas.
Yeah,
after reading it on his blog.
Yeah, DJ, I know that you listen to the show, and well, honestly, anytime you wanna hang out, just give us a ring. But your Texas poster is the boom diggity.
It's one of the only posters I actually saw on a blog posting, and instantly had to contact a paper rep to try to get a hold of one.
Who blogged on that?
It was on the Pentagram blog.
Okay, Drew, this is going to be up 15th of September. Drew, this is going to be up the 15th of September to the 15th of October. So all that
I'll make a little birthday trip
for 1 month. My birthday is going to be in there.
Maybe we'll make a dual birthday trip. Yeah.
Whose other birthday is in that?
Is your birthday in there?
No.
Then get out of
the room.
No,
it's not.
You can go.
No. Okay.
Well, it was nice having Drew on the show.
But I'll join you guys for a trip to the biennial.
We're all going to the biennial.
Now, since they don't charge you to enter
going
the poster,
to drive there,
since they're not
going
to charge us to actually
fritos.
Enter the posters, are they going to like charge us like $800 to get in to view the posters to make up the difference?
Well, you know, they haven't posted anything like that yet.
Are they going to do one of those things where if you win, you have to send them $500 to get into the competition?
If they pull some stuff like that, you will definitely hear me yelling about it.
We call that the Graphic Design USA.
No, you won't,
because
I think we do call
Nate
that the
will only
GD
hear
USA.
About it if he gets in is the problem.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Now, yeah, if now, okay, now I'll put this out there. Good Lord, if someone is listening to the show, if there's someone in our audience that is listening to the show, number one, go to 36point.com, and I want you to, in the comments, link us to the posters that you are entering, and perhaps awesome. We will put a gallery up on our site.
36 Point Biennial.
Maybe 36 Point. .com/biennial entries.
But nobody can spell that, so you'll never find it.
Of our audience and their entries, so that we can track anyone who wins. Because, good Lord, if you're out there and you listen to the show and you win, we want to hear about it. But let's start that off. And I'll probably actually make a separate post for this after we launch the show. Give us your links to the posters that you're entering, so that, and we'll make a gallery of you guys.
Maybe we need like
work.
A Flickr page or something.
Maybe we could do a Flickr page, but I'd like to keep it on our site.
Yeah,
and
got a whole blog going on. Truly,
we got
can
a whole,
put a
I'm
blog
just talking
on
photo
blog.
Updates.
I try very hard not to make that a blog, and then I blog a post or something, and then the whole damn
okay.
thing
gotta blog
apart.
It out. Just
before,
blog it out.
Before we finish here, since we do have Drew here, and he did create the Mounties that we're selling, the packaging for the Mounties that we're selling.
Did you know the packaging for the Mounties? Was in, I think, Communication Arts. You know what else Drew
no,
was
No, it was
good?
In print.
Close. It was in, oh, it's just in
now,
print.
Now, what I want to ask, though, is
sorry.
What's the
I love Joyce Rutter Kay. I got to hang out with her in Chicago.
What's the idea
I
behind,
her.
Now, you found these things, and then you just decided, hey, I want to sell these?
We did. We brought them to market. We saw them around, talked to the person that had found a few samples. They weren't interested in taking them to market, and we thought there was an opportunity. So we actually sourced those from China. Developed the identity and the packaging in-house, and now we warehouse and distribute those to retail stores across the nation.
Hells,
and on our website.
Yeah, and as I understand, now correct me if I'm wrong, but there are more Mounties than what we are currently showing on the site. So when you order a set of six, you could get you pretty much get a random assortment of Mounties.
No, you get those six.
The first part of that is true. The second part's not true. You get the six that are shown on the site.
Oh,
there
but
are
there's
other,
more.
There
and
are,
I've seen it.
There's
office.
More.
How and do if, we get those?
If they sell really well on 36point.com,
okay,
we will release the second set of six more Mounties.
Oh, hell. I am so
they'll
ready
be available
for
that. Exclusively on 36point.com.
You know what? Maybe we need to have a contest. Maybe we need
who
to
can buy the most Mounties?
Yeah, because
right now, go to 36point.com, buy as many Mounties as
nothing,
you can afford.
There's nothing Drew likes more than contests.
No, I think we need a contest, and whoever wins the contest gets a set of Mounties. So that's our homework assignment for next week. We're going to come back with a Mountie winning contest. And
maybe it's the viewers vote on the best poster that was entered that got submitted into the show.
Ooh, and then I like that. Okay, but then it'd be the person who gets the most votes.
Correct.
Gets the free set of Mounties. They ain't getting nothing. I like that.
We're not doing it.
No, I like that a lot. We are so doing that.
We'll consider it.
You're going to put that together for us. You're the code master.
Incidentally, we're looking for a sponsor to purchase that set of Mounties to give away for the competition.
Yeah, what are we doing with that?
Yeah, we're not doing it. So
now I got to cut all this shit out.
Hey, you can leave it in there. We already told them we're not doing it.
No, that's fucking. I'm not going to get people hyped up for a contest. No, we might do it. Tell you what we'll do. We'll talk about this again next week if we do it. Anyway, for now, definitely what we want to have you guys do. We got a huge amount of feedback. Well, huge comparatively to last week's show. Everyone wrote in and let us know what kind of music they're listening to, and that's awesome. And it definitely added to my playlist because now I'm like, okay, well.
Now he learns they actually had music in the 80s.
Know what I like about that? I was aware of the music in the 80s, Donovan, and I let it go. Yeah.
Nate's a pretty big Foreigner fan.
Yeah.
In case anyone out there is wondering.
How many times have you seen Loverboy?
Three.
Three? I thought it was more than three. I've been giving it's you three. Too much Loverboy
he
hell.
He tried to go with me and Tom last year, but he bailed on the fourth time.
Anyway, so what was cool about that is that people would like write down their music and then put their name in there, and it would have like a link to their stuff, and then you could go click on, okay, they listen to this music, and they design like this, and so you can kind of see like a correlation.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so I like kind
of so there's a couple people on there, and like there's some things I haven't heard, so I'm going to attempt to go check out as much as I can in 30-second iTunes previews.
And if you ever want to see what the Halo 3 soundtrack does to your work and how it destroys it, look at Nate's work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's done.
Thanks. And anyway, so we got a great feedback from the show last week. So definitely, I'll probably put a second post up for links to your biennial entries or your presumed entries. I mean, the damn thing's free. Send your posters in.
Yeah.
And we'll keep a gallery, like a 36-point gallery listener audience participation gallery up on the site so that if anything wins, we can like cheer the living hell out of you. I could almost at this point go ahead and say for like if you put something up on our site and it does win, we might be able to send you a set of Mounties just to congratulate you. We might be able to put something like that together. We don't know. Anyway, at this point, we are over time, even though I cut out like 4 minutes of us talking about a contest that's never going to happen. Thank you for listening to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm Nate Voss.
Donovan Meary.
And this is our special guest.
Superstar designer Drew Davies.
Drew Davies.
Trademark
Drew,
Davies.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having
me. Do we want to go out with the student tip? Students, enter your posters. As long as they were silk screened, you're in.
Drew, you want to give us a taboo typeface, things that should not be on this poster that is entered.
Rosewood Phil.
Zap Chancery.
That's a good one.
I'm going with it. I've seen a lot of it lately, so I know it's coming back.
Didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
All right.
If your poster has that on there, scrub that off. Replace it with rosewood.
I'm going to also say copper plate. I was on the How forums, and I ran into the student poster. Was awesome.
Hold that for next week, maybe.
Use copper plate. I don't got to hold it. It's my show. It's our show, sorry. But I'm a part of the show, and I can effing do that.
Is it our show? I feel like it's my show now.
It's yours now. Do you want it? You can have it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a $300,000 buy-in.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace out.
To send questions or comments to The Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.